Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, We Are the Army of the Lord of Hosts.
Speak the word.
You know, God is the host of the army, and we are his soldiers. Do you agree with that?
Amen.
Do you think that you're a soldier?
Yes.
You know, you really are. I was listening to this song the other day, and it really spoke to me. And here is just a few of the lyrics, and I've added a few of the words that the Holy Spirit's given to me to kind of go with it. But some of the lyrics were saying, we have to be strong in the power of his might to prove the enemy that we are the army of the Lord, saints. We have won, that we have already won the victory. And some of God's soldiers don't realize that the captain of the darkness has blinded their eyes. And you know, and that's so true. You know, as a matter of fact, I think it's in 2 Corinthians 4:4, where it says that the God of this world has put blinders on those that, so they can't see the truth and believe in the Lord. So he's put blinders on her. And you know, we have, God is the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
But yes. Satan is the captain of the darkness.
Yes.
Here, you know, and he's the one that's ruling here. The Bible says he's the God of this earth. God in heaven is our God and our Father. But Satan has rule right now. But that's coming to an end real quick. Our shield of faith might be full of darts, but in Jesus' name, we will take off the darts and we'll run right toward them, talking about our enemies. And I put this in here just like David did with Goliath. He said he was coming in the name of the Lord of hosts. In 1 Samuel 17:45, David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. And verse 46 says that David gave voice. I want you to listen to this. That David gave voice to what he was going to do. He called out what he was going to do as he ran toward Goliath. In 1 Samuel 17:46, it says, This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the dead bodies of the host of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Hallelujah. What was David doing, saints? He was calling those things that be not as though they were, according to Romans 4:17. Yes. He was calling out the outcome. He was calling for the outcome. David said, So all the assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Praise God.
Amen.
And my brothers and sisters, that is whose name we come in always.
That's it.
We always come in the name of the Lord of hosts. We do not come in the spirit of fear and doubt.
Yeah.
We come in the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For we remember, we have to remember that who we are fighting for and who's fighting our battles for us. Praise
yes.
God.
Thank you.
In Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22, it says, You shall not fear them, for it is the Lord who fights for you.
Yes.
In Deuteronomy 20, verse 4, it says, For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. Hallelujah. In Exodus 15:3, it says, The Lord is a man of war. It says, The Lord is his name. Praise God. You know, saints, there is a war going on between light and darkness, there's a war between evil and good. The Lord has given us a purpose. Brothers and sisters, and he will strengthen us. He's going to strengthen us for the battle, and there is a battle coming.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I believe it's already at our door. All you need to do is just look around.
That's right. Yes.
But when God calls you to a purpose, His Spirit, He says, fills and equips us to complete that purpose that He's called us to do.
That's right.
In Hebrews 13, verse 20, in the English Standard Bible, it says, "Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant," verse 21, "equip you with everything good that you may do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen."
Amen.
Praise God. As the Apostle Paul learned, human weakness is no obstacle because God's power is perfected in it.
Yes.
It's perfected in our weaknesses and our shortcomings. Paul said that is why, for Christ's sake, he says, "I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
Yes.
Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 12:10. As David said, we do not fight our battles with a sword, a spear, or a javelin. We fight our battles with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Yes.
In Ephesians 6:17, you wield the sword of the Spirit.
Yes.
That is the Word of God. And I talk about the Word of God because God is His Word.
Yes. Yes.
And the power is in His Word.
God Almighty.
If you want power, you got to get the Word.
Yes.
You got to get the Word in you. As a matter of fact, I had this thing at the end of my driveway about my guest house where I work. I can't remember if they're cactus or yucca plants. But anyway, there's one that's got those sharp things on them. And every year when they start coming out, we get little babies, you know, coming up, and we have to dig them up. And so Christine, one of my helpers, she dug this up, and I thought it was really awesome, you know, because I'm going to pass this around. But it's just a little plant about like that. But this is the root, you know, because that kind of reminds me of what God is saying. He said, get rooted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Get rooted.
That's right.
And grounded.
Yes.
In His Word.
Yes.
And so you might look like a little old thing up here, but if you've got God's Word rooted in you,
yes,
you're most powerful. You're another Goliath.
Yes.
Okay? We spoke about how God's children can be destroyed because of lack of knowledge. For He tells us in Hosea 4:6 that His people are perishing, are being destroyed for lack of knowledge. A lot of Christians don't realize this, but you can only have the faith that you have the knowledge for. So if you want more faith, you have to have more knowledge.
Yes.
You can't have more faith without more knowledge.
That's right.
A lot of people don't pay too much attention, I don't think, to the words coming out of their mouths. I mean, they just talk. But it's really important what's coming out of your mouth. So it's really important that we get to know God's Word. Only then will you know what His will is for us, and only then can we fight and win our battles. It's only then when we get rooted, as I showed that page, when we get grounded and rooted in the Word. He tells us in Amos 8:11, Amplified Bible says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but a famine for the hearing words of the Lord." Praise God.
Yes.
In verse 12 it says, "And the people shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east they shall run," he says, "to and fro, to seek the word of the Lord, inquiring for and requiring it as one requires food, but shall not find it." Hallelujah. Saints, your mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into your situation.
That's right.
But your words can also give God access to your situation.
Amen.
And He is the only one that you want to let in.
Amen.
You don't want to be letting the other one in. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Access means to give someone the right or the opportunity to use or benefit from. In other words, your mouth gives Satan legal rights to come in and destroy you, wipe you out, eat your lunch, and pop the bag. And he don't think anything about it. He just does it.
Yeah.
Or you speak God's words, and then when you speak God's word, then you're inviting God into your situation to help you, to rescue you and save you. But it's your choice.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's not going to come in unless you invite Him in.
Yeah.
You know, He's given you free choice. And so you have to decide for yourself.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank You that You are the God of hosts, and You have called us to be Your warriors, Your soldiers. Help us, O Lord, to be strong in the power of Your might. And like David, we will not step out in fear or doubt, for we will remember who we're fighting for and who fights our battles for us. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for making us more aware of the danger of the words coming out of our mouths. Father, we pray that You will put a bridle on our tongues and a guard on our mouths and not use it as a gate that will give Satan access into our lives. Help us, O Lord, to understand that when we agree with what Satan puts in our heart, we're giving him legal rights to come in and destroy us. But if we speak God's word and come into agreement with Him, He will help us. He will rescue us. For by speaking His word, we're giving the Lord something to work with, inviting Him in to help us. We're tapping into His limitless power, praise God. So in the name of Jesus, we know that one word from God is enough to send our enemies running. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. And join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.